1 Corinthians 5:11 said, therefore encourage one another and build one another up. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in this world, there's so much discouragement. You tell us in our word to encourage one another. Give us that opportunity today to encourage someone and to build them up. Be with our commissioners today and our judge in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Our Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
Full house this morning. Thanks everybody for coming out. We will go ahead and get started with item number one, which is open court session for comments from court citizens on items which may or may not be placed on the following week's agendas for consideration. Each person addressed in the court may be limited to 3 minutes, and as usual, unless it is a factual statement about whatever's being said, we cannot comment back to it unless it is an agenda item. So, anyone from the audience at this point? Yeah, Miss Ann.
Kathy Fleming, Foreman Road. I saw on Foreman Road they have a sign that says 9-4. They're going to change the speed limit on Foreman Road. Can y'all tell me what the new speed limit is? 65 now. Do you know what it's going
to
be?
I do not. I can check with TxDOT, though, to find out.
Okay.
And see if they're if they've got something going on with that. Because they usually do the study first, you know, and then they'll recommend it.
Okay.
Because we've been through about 15 or 20 years. We try to do it now. We have to do a study first.
It's normally not much.
I'm just hoping they lower it, because that's...
Oh, yeah, it's going to be lower. It's not going to be going up.
Okay, it'll go down then?
Yes, ma'am. It's going down.
That's
it's going down.
Okay, thank you.
I just don't know what the record... We requested a deal. That's 5 months ago. But anyway, we requested this. Mm-hmm. Take stock. We requested a time frame. We went down there, and then and they'll do their study, and then they'll recommend what they think it needs to be on the drop. And it's never as low as we always ask them to go. Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Hello.
I would like to say out loud about the changing of the agenda deadline.
Oh, yes.
It is going to Tuesdays by 4 p.m. because of legislature changing on our dates that we can post. Our 72 hours used to be from Friday to Monday. Now they have to be work days. They cannot no longer include the weekends.
So that affects our stuff that's coming in to get on the
agenda. So to get on the agenda, I have to have it by 4 p.m. on Tuesday, to get it to legal on Wednesday, to have it posted by 10 a.m. on Thursday.
Got it.
Just wanted to say that out loud.
That ain't us doing it. There's 150 legislatures you're welcome to call. Because they're the ones that did it. But yeah, so... that is a change that they are making us do effective October 1st. So it's September. So thank you for that.
September
1st.
September 1st.
So
next Tuesday.
Well, next Tuesday is the first. Every time they go into session, it scares me. Because you just never know. And they're in right now, and it's.
Thank goodness they don't meet
often. All right. Anyone else? Anyone else? All right, Commissioner?
I'm going to bell curve out and I'm going to jump in here.
Yeah.
I want to thank maintenance for cleaning on the sub-courthouse in Spider this past weekend. That building was built, the window code, in 1937. It's 88 years old if my public math is working. And so, again, thank you, Kurt, for your crew getting out there and cleaning it.
Hopefully they were gentle with the pressure washer. They probably couldn't stand the whole lot.
Exactly. All right. Well, I have nothing else to add to that at this point. So we will go ahead and move on to item number two, which is discussion and possible action regarding granting permission to the Shuggy Lane Foundation to display In the Silence ribbons on the Courthouse Square for the month of October in the awareness of Domestic Violence Month. Ms. Emily Ross is going to come up and speak to us a moment, I believe. Thank you very much. And when she's done, we will read it, and then I'll take a motion.
Good morning. My name is Emily Ross. I'm the founder of the Shuggy Lane Foundation, established in honor of my mother, Shuggy Lane Vasquez, who was tragically murdered in 1997 here in Orange County after living through 20 years of domestic violence. And, of course, he is still not caught yet, but that's a whole another subject. So October has been is a very important month for me because it gives me the opportunity to not only to continue to share my mom's story, but to stand up for the voices of women and children who are still trying to find a way out. Back in the 90s, many women were told, you made your bed, now lie in it. There was no support system, no safety space, no real escape. But now we do have resources throughout this county, and we do have support. And through the Suji Lane Foundation, we help bridge the gap for those who need emergency help or guidance. I am here today to ask for permission to place a display on the court lawn for the month of October to recognize the Domestic Violence Awareness Month and the importance. I wanted to thank y'all for saying yes last year for allowing us to display our domestic violence display last year. The display made a huge impact on our community. People saw it, people talked about it, and most importantly, victims reached out because of it. 2 years ago, I think it was, I stood before y'all and let y'all know who I was and talked about, you know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but it overshadows Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And we had a purple car, police car. And we asked if there could be a purple, you know, domestic violence awareness car. Because they're the first responders to these cases. And DuBose, he did. They did. We have a pretty purple car running around the county. So, you know, people aren't as scared or... You know, and Crispin has done wonderful things in our county as well to for our victims. Last year we displayed, you know, the pinwheels and stuff. This year we will display the ribbons and in the silence banner. The ribbons will replace last year's pinwheels. We will have six signs in the front lawn with the data from 2024. With the help of the district attorney's office, they're going to give us the data to put out there. Each ribbon and wand represents a victim. Each one tells a story. Together, the display will serve as a visual reminder that Orange County is listening and does not stay silent in the face of abuse. So thank y'all again for y'all's support last year, and hope y'all consider this year as well.
Thank you, and thank you for all your efforts towards that. I mean, that's very important that people have awareness first. Mm-hmm. Because people need to feel comfortable about speaking up when things like that are going on in their life.
It's not easy. It's not easy for me to even talk about it.
It's not. And so that's, but like I said, step one is the awareness of it and the acceptance of that it's okay to come out and talk.
Correct.
So, yes. I will take a motion.
Second.
Motion by one, a second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
All right, item number three, discussion and possible action regarding a resolution to proclaim September 7th, 2025 as Howard C. Williams Day in honor of his service and community dedication. I will read this as well, and then we can accept this. So it's, whereas Dr. Howard C. Williams dedicated his life to the preservation and celebration of the history of Orange and Orange County, working to document and share the stories that shape our community's heritage. And whereas through his vision and leadership, Dr. Williams was instrumental in the establishment of the Heritage House Museum of Orange County, which continues to serve as a place of education, preservation, and pride for the citizens of Orange. And whereas, as the author of Gateway to Texas, the History of Orange and Orange County, and Picturing Orange, along with numerous historical articles, and I will not say this right, Las Sabinas, Dr. Williams provided invaluable contributions to our collective knowledge and appreciation of Orange County's heritage and ensured that the story of Orange would be documented for future generations. And whereas Dr. Williams served his county honorably as a World War II veteran, practiced medicine as a compassionate and dedicated physician for more than 60 years, and enriched the lives of many through his passions as a balloonist, photographer, historian, and loving husband and father. Whereas Dr. Williams was the appointed Orange County Health Authority for 56 years and served as the Orange County Jail Physician for many years. His work led to Orange County Jail being the first in Texas to receive acceptance by the American Medical Association for its standards of care. Whereas throughout his lifetime, Dr. Williams was recognized with numerous honors, including being named Historian of the Year for Orange County, Chairman of the Orange County Historical Commission, and Citizen of the Year by the Greater Orange Area Chamber of Commerce. And whereas the County of Orange wishes to honor
and celebrate the remarkable legacy of Dr. Howard C. Williams on the occasion of his 100th birthday. Now, therefore, I, John Gauthier, County Judge of Orange County, Texas, do hereby proclaim September 7th, 2025 as Dr. Howard C. Williams Day in the County of Orange, Texas, and encourage all citizens to join together in celebrating his memory, his many contributions to our community, and his lasting impact on our history. Furthermore, the community is warmly invited to attend the 100th birthday celebration honoring the late Dr. Williams on Sunday, September 27th, 2025, from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Heritage House Museum of Orange County. So I will take a motion to accept that. So I have a motion by one, a second by three. Any further discussion?
I think you said the birthday was the 27th.
Did I?
Birthday's the
7th.
His actual birthday's the 9th. A reception for his birthday at Heritage House will be the 7th.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I thought I read on here, and I may have misheard you. I thought you said 27th.
I think I had the 2nd, the 27th, and 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. kind of run in together, but it's but it's on the 7th, and his birthday from 2 to 4, right, at the Heritage House.
But this, you know, Dr. Williams served this county in so many different ways, and he actually delivered me, but we don't hold that against him. He delivered me, and he was the go-to doctor for so many families in Orange for many, many years, and then he is almost, not quite solely, but the heavy load on him for preserving history in Orange County. And so we'd like to thank him for all that. And thank you, Liz.
Thank you all. And so I have a motion by one, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Would either one of y'all like to come up and speak on behalf of that and the Heritage House? Or it's up to y'all. Everybody's looking to Adam.
I think it ought to be Leslie, huh? It should be Leslie.
Well, Leslie,
thank y'all for honoring my father. He loved Orange. He really did. And all of his time with the county, health department, sheriff's department, it just meant so much to him. And it always, I mean, toward the end of his life, he said, who's going to care about all this history? What am I going to do with this stuff? No one's going to care about this, Leslie. And I said, you know, I think they will, Dad. And so he said, well, I think I'm going to leave it to the Heritage House Museum. And so since then, we have tried to make a place where someone can come and look up some of his pictures. So much of what he had was pictures. He loved taking photos from his patients of Old Orange. He and Louis Dugas started together on Texas history, and within a few years decided that was just too vast. And so anyway, so he zoomed in on Orange, and that's all it was, you know, that's what he loved doing. And I just want to thank y'all again for your support of Heritage House. We just really couldn't make it without y'all. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And we hope you will show up Sunday from 2 to 7. Sunday the 7th.
From 2 to 4.
Yes.
So, yeah.
if you show up at 7, you're going to miss everybody.
We will get this, and if y'all would like to come up and take a picture, we'll certainly do that. But yeah, his contribution to Orange is very vast, and I know the Heritage House, I've been over there several times, and just to see the history and stuff, it's good that somebody started that. It always amazes me when I go to museums and different places around, it's that somebody took the initiative a long, long time ago to start saving all that stuff, because otherwise, you know, wherever it is, we wouldn't know anything about it. So it's good. History's good. Don't ask my history teacher from high school. They might tell you I didn't embrace it quite as well then. All right, we can tell them to take a picture. That's a big, the big group.
Okay.
We will let you hold it, and then Charlotte, when you're done, we'll get you get us a copy, and you'll be able to keep your
original. By the way, you were lucky. Kate told me not to get rid of my vintage stuff anymore.
Yeah, let's get those two in the center. Okay, now we can't.
Can we go the other way? All right, how about this?
Really, I know it looks like you in front. I love your jacket. Oh. Dressed up. Okay, now, Judge Gauthier, you get in.
So apparently you don't love mine.
That's, yeah, I mean, it's like, man.
I do. Well,
or
scoot over in the middle. Trying to get
everything.
Okay,
now
scoop this
away.
Okay,
I'll tell you.
You need to bring a ladder.
You can tell she has a personal interest in this one because she's being a lot more directive.
Well, there's a lot more people.
Okay, as soon as her head moves, I'll get you.
Okay. And she's taller than me.
Okay, Margaret, a little bit more. There you go. Now we get a nice full picture.
Perfect.
Well, thank you all again. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I think you just got to go back so far with it to get them rolling.
Okay.
Yeah, she's got it taken right there. All right, we will go to item number four now, which is discussion and possible action regarding payment of August 19th, 2025 bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings, as also specifically as follows. A, $884,661.17 from the special grant fund 081-927-5302 to G&G Enterprises for Health Services Building Construction Invoice Application Number 4, and as follows, Ms.
This is the one.
So this, if y'all remember, this was the one that we held last week, so we needed some further clarification. We met with them, me and Commissioner Sal, and we got the clarification we need and feel comfortable with, and so we put it back on to approve. And motion?
So moved.
Motion. Oh, she said that's all on this one.
Second.
Motion by 2, second by 1. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item number 5. Discussion and possible action regarding payment of August 26th, 2025 bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and specifically as follows. Ms. Penny?
From the general fund, $157,087.02. Road and bridge, $294,669.02. Mosquito control, $255.55. Adult probation, $14,979.93. Airport, $882.41. Consolidated accounts, $1,200, for a total payment of $469,073.93.
We need to go ahead and pay the bills as listed by the auditor.
Motion by 1, second by 3. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 6, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the special budget for health and code revenues 025-000-45690, community and rural health grant of $8,500, expenses of 025-908-53002, FDA self-assessment grant of $5,000, and 002-908-53001 FDA training program, $3,500, purpose to accurately reflect fully partially funded awards due to the federal funding restrictions. Joel, you want to add on that?
No.
Motion by 4, second by 3. Any further discussion?
Only question I had, Judge, on Joel, on expenses, it says self-assessment grant. The grant's normally the revenue, not the expense. I'm just trying to understand that.
They don't have the full name on here, so we have grant expense. Okay. You'll put expense at the end of the meeting.
Okay.
Run out of space. All right. Any other questions?
That's it.
All right. Motion by 4, second by 3. Y'all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 7, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer county judge from 001107-5999 other of $540 to 001107-54550 travel registration due to schedule $540. And this is to have travel expenses for the remainder of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Motion by 2, second by 3. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 8, discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer for emergency management from 001-793-54550 Travel registration dues of $6,000 and 001-793-5999. Other of $13,000 to 001-793-5750. Repairs, rental, construction, etc. of $19,000. Purpose to provide funds for the repair of the airboats. So pretty self-explanatory. Got one. Second by three. Further discussion.
What's that going to be repaired on?
What time? just
they're very high maintenance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stuff that's out of warranty, but it's small stuff here, small stuff there. But yeah,
adds up.
But it's small stuff that if it ain't fixed, it don't run.
Yeah.
So, all right. And motion by one, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed. Item number nine, discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer for operations and maintenance from 001-115-52130 janitorial supplies of $10,000. 001-115-57590 equipment greater than $5,000 to $46,000. And 001-115-52300 fuel, oil, gas, and grease of $65,000 to 001-115-57550 repairs, rental, construction, etc. of $121,000. Purpose to provide funds for the remainder of the year. Kurt, anything you want to add to that?
Sir.
All right.
Keep fixing stuff, Kurt.
Keep fixing. Keep it working.
So moved.
We have a motion by one, second by four. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 10, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer for human resources from 001-119-54550 travel, $2,200 to 001-119-54192 drug screens and physicals of $2,200. Purpose to provide funds for the remainder of the budget year. I don't think there's anything you want to add to that, Ms. Lori. Just a lot of tests going on.
A lot of tests. We're always testing.
Okay. And motion by three, second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 11, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer for airport. I'll just let y'all read those. I'm going to read all those numbers. Y'all saw how I did with numbers earlier, so I'm going to try to stay away from that. So, but y'all read those. If you have any questions about either one of those, let me know. Purpose to provide funds for the remainder of the year. Anything that you want to add to that, Ms. Missy, if they do not have any questions of?
If they don't have any questions,
okay.
So moved.
Motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Missy, thank you for the work you're doing out there.
Yes, thank you.
We get a lot of compliments on the airport.
Thank you.
Sorry, Jeff.
No, that's fine.
I'm sure that makes all the difference.
A few times I've flown in that I've flown in lately, the lines are straight. It looks great. I don't have little Humpty Dumpties in it. We're good. Item number 12, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer for transportation from 001-602-54550. Repairs, rental, construction of $5,600 to 001-602-54190. Software and programming, $5,600. Purpose, to provide funds for an extension of software and support services through Shaw Software, Inc. for the transportation pilot project. Janelle's not here, but that's for the...
Yeah, she's here.
Oh, that what?
That's she snuck in.
So, the one up there. So are we getting the money to pay for this or some of the money to pay for it out of the pilot project?
It's 100% co.
Okay. You want to make sure.
Yeah. All right.
So moved.
Motion by one.
Second.
By two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 13, discussion and possible action to accept the proposed elected official salary info to the 25-26 Orange County budget. You should have all those. Those were posted. We put them to the elected officials and in the paper as well as media.
Second.
Right. A motion by three, a second by one. Any further discussion?
I just asked, where is that posted at?
We posted it. Well, it should be on our website as well now. Once we accept it, it'll be posted there, but it was posted in the Orange County Record,
and
Beaumont Enterprise, as well as to all the elected officials as well. Right. Motion by three, second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 14, discussion possible action regarding fiscal year 2025 to 2026 budget items. Those items, we're going to have a budget hearing this afternoon to talk about the items in the budget that we need to not necessarily vote on today, but we'll go through all of those different items. There was the opportunity for us to be able to have any discussion on that at this. So the way the state legislature sets it up is that the reason we're having so many meetings right now is because I have to hold a, I can't do any budget acceptance of any kind unless it is a regularly scheduled court session, which means we do that a year in advance. And so we don't know what we don't know at the time, but we schedule several weeks so that in case we have something that we can vote on, we're going to be doing it at a regularly scheduled vote. So right now there's nothing to really vote on, but it's on the agenda in case there was. And so that's how I do it, because it's just the way the legislature sets it up that we have to do it. So we have several meetings until the end of September to do our budget. So at this time, there's probably nothing to vote on at this point, but it's on the agenda. So there will be a no action at this point. All right. Number 15, acknowledge the certificate of compliance from the Texas Commission of Jail Standards. Chief Dobos was going to speak to that. There we go.
We had our annual jail inspection the other day. It was an unannounced inspection and in person, which they're always unannounced, but this one was in person. They're very thorough and a little stressful on the staff, but everything went well. A couple little, you know, suggestions here, but we got through another year. And credit to the staff, who they do the job 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it couldn't, these inspections wouldn't go like they do without the work that they do every day. So we appreciate the acknowledgement, and all is well.
That's good. Thank you.
Good job. Appreciate y'all's work.
Thank you for y'all's work doing that, keeping us all in compliance with that, as well as our maintenance for keeping us in compliance with some of the building structure there. That is a very old building. Got a lot of issues with it, and we keep it floating, because the cost to replace that thing is extremely expensive. The sheriff will contest. We went and looked at one in Chambers County, and it was the price tag that's on there. You get sticker shock. So thank you for keeping it going so that we can, hopefully at some point we're going to have to face that, but not quite yet.
I'm sure this jail's got many, many more years to go.
That's what we're hoping.
And I just wanted to commend Captain Dubose and Lieutenant Neely. Mm-hmm. They do such an excellent job with our jail. It's incredible to watch them in action. They're humble. They don't take credit for anything, but we could not function without them. When we do operations that involve arresting a lot of people in the community, we bring them right to them, and they make sure that they are housed, secured, and taken care of. So with the amount of inmates that they have and the amount of personnel that they supervise, they do an incredible job. So hats off. I'm very proud of those two.
Yes, thank you.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
I have a motion by three, a second by two. Yes. Everybody clap that, because that is excellent work. Motion by three, second by two. Any further discussion about the great work that they do? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Number 16, acknowledge and accept the county CSCD FY fiscal year biennial budget. Approval conducted by the Board of Judges on August 12, 2025. Y'all should have that in your files. Their budget is through the state. I primarily paid through the state, and so that, but it's just we have to accept it into record because it goes through our process. So if you want to look at that, if there's any questions, we'll have to call Jamie. Once we did our meeting, she covers a whole lot of information in a short period of time. If not, I'll vote to have accept that.
So moved.
Motion by two.
Second.
Second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 17, discussion and possible action regarding updates to the Environmental Health and Code Compliance Department's retail food establishment permit and fee schedule as required by Senate Bill 1008, passed during the last legislative session. Mr. Joel, you want to give us some good information on all of that?
Yeah, I should have received that. Mm-hmm. The fee schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got a copy of that.
Yes, sir.
And that was mandated by the legislature.
Yes.
To meet those.
All right. So we're just basically accepting that action because it's mandate. We don't have a choice. The new fee schedule. Yes, ma'am.
Well, you're approving the fees.
Yeah, we're approving the fees, but they're mandated by the state.
We try to mirror kind of Jefferson County.
Mm-hmm.
As y'all saw that I added Jefferson County's fee schedule. So it's a little bit higher than what we have currently, but those fees have been in effect since 2005. So I think it's probably about time to go up.
Yes. So. All right. Motion to accept.
Second.
By three, second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? Thank you. Apparently, you got something else to do.
Next time.
Yeah. Item number 18, discussion and possible action regarding receipt of reimbursement in the amount of $103,000 from Orangefield Water Supply Corporation to Orange County for the payment of the local share of the NG painting contract related to Orangefield Water Supply Corporation TXC DBG grant contract number CDB21-0194. Mr. Wayne.
Judge Commissioners, this is just recognizing publicly that payment from Orangefield Water Supply back to the county.
Yes, if y'all remember,
closes
we paid,
this out.
Yes.
So moved.
Motion by one, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir. Item number 19, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the income standards for the Orange County Indigent Health Care Program effective September 1st, 2025 to August 31st, 2026. Ms. Blankenship, you are up.
I am up. Each year we're required to accept our eligibility standards for 15 years now, and we've stayed at 49%. That's what I would like to recommend for the next year.
Okay.
So moved. Second.
Motion by four, second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Any opposed? I got to read it first, Bishop. Item number 20, discussion and possible action regarding, thank you. Discussion and possible action regarding adjourning Commissioners Court meeting. I have a motion by four, second by three. Any further discussion? Motion to accept. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned at 10:33.
Miss Denise.